This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Warren on Joy.
In 2013, Father Rod Bower created a sign outside the Gosford Anglican Church on New South Wales Central Coast that went completely viral. It read, "Dear Christians, some people are gay. Get over it. Love God." And since then, he's created numerous signs covering subjects including asylum seekers, domestic violence, racism, and gun control. And the Anglican priest has recently written a book called Outspoken, The Life and Work of the Man Behind Those Signs. And joining us on the line is the man himself, Father Rod Bower. Good morning.
Good morning, Tom and Warren.
Let's head back to 2013. What prompted you to write the sign, "Dear Christians, some people are gay, get over it, love God"?
Well, I was actually asked by a family to administer last rites to a man who was dying, and I turned up at his apartment. His sister was there to welcome me, and he had a hospital bed set up in the lounge room, and he was unconscious. He's dying of cancer. And when I asked if he had a partner, there was an uncomfortable silence. Mm. And this poor family were really anxious that because I was a priest, that I would be judgmental of the fact that this guy was gay. And it really moved me so deeply that I could be the cause of, you know, people's anxiety in a time of really, you know, stressful and difficult time for the family, that I thought, I've got to do something about this. So I've got to send a message that, you know, there is a lot of clergy who are not, you know, anti-gay or homophobic or anything else, that we're, you know, more than happy to come and be with a family, you know, a gay family or whatever. And so I put up that sign, and I couldn't have imagined that it would have gone as viral as it went.
Look, yeah. Father Bower, were you nervous for your job when that sign first went viral?
I didn't actually think about it at the time. Luckily, at the time and since, I've always had bishops, you know, my boss, and my bishops have always been people who are really quite passionate about human rights and social justice.
Fantastic.
And for them, sending that message was really important for them as well.
But at the end of the day, your boss is God, is he not?
Well, ultimately, yes, indeed. And and my understanding of God is that God, you know, created LGBTIQ people the same as everybody else, and loves every human being regardless of their sexuality.
Father Bower, it's spring carnival time. It's the race that stops a nation. You said the nation that stops many races, and we read reports of children suffering in detention. 2 weeks ago, the Saturday paper reported on the plea from a gay Iranian refugee whose partner, who's also in detention on Nauru, has basically given up living and is dying. It absolutely moved me to tears when I read it. Your sign is fantastic, but do you think the government takes notice, and will we ever see any compassion from the current Conservative government?
Well, the government, I know, certainly takes notice. There's no doubt about it. Apparently, the copies of the sign go up through all the offices in Canberra, and certainly communicates to the government that there's a lot of people out there who don't agree with their refugee policy at the moment. And I must add, to the opposition, because the two are almost in lockstep on this particular issue.
Yes.
But it's a very difficult issue to change in terms of the messaging that there is, sadly, so many people in Australia who continue to support this policy. And while that's the case, people, children on Nauru have now what we call resignation syndrome. This man you just referred to sounds like he also has what we now know as resignation syndrome. There are also refugees on shore, still in detention on shore, who are refusing to eat now. This is a humanitarian disaster, and until the Australian people really stand up and very clearly communicate that this is unacceptable, this dreadful policy will continue.
Well, thank you, Father Bower. It's people like you who put in these signs up that are making Australia actually have these discussions, because, I mean, it's quite scary, but how do you decide what is the issue or the sign that you're going to hit this week?
We decided very early in the piece that we couldn't do everything, and there's lots of really important and worthy causes, but there's also lots of other wonderful people addressing lots of things. So we decided we would stick with three issues. Back in the Hebrew scriptures, the prophet Micah talks about doing justly, loving mercy, and walking humbly. And so we thought we would correlate three things to that. The marriage equality campaign we thought was really important, the asylum seeker issue, of course, and climate issues. Ultimately, I guess that's the ultimate big issue, because if we don't have a planet to live on, then all these other issues become irrelevant. So, they're the three issues that we mostly focus on. And because there are always opportunities every day you open the newspaper or listen to the media or turn on social media, and these issues are always at the forefront of our consciousness. So there's always an opportunity to speak into these issues in a way I hope is helpful and encourages people to think about it and perhaps moves people in a slightly more progressive direction.
What do your church colleagues think of you?
Well, the Anglican Church is a very big jungle, and everyone has their own tree. And they're all it's a very broad spectrum church. So there are some of my colleagues who are really very supportive, and even though they may not feel they can speak out, they're kind of glad that I do. And there are some others, more conservative colleagues, who don't agree with me and tell me very clearly that they don't agree with me.
But how do you deal with those conservative members of the Anglican Church?
We are generally pretty good at getting along with people that we don't agree with or don't agree with us in the Anglican Church. We've had many centuries of experience at doing that. So generally we find a way to agree to disagree and to find some unity in our diversity as well, and agree that we both have, both conservative and progressive, come from a passionate understanding of the scriptures and feel that the way we're interpreting that is the correct way, and then we find out that other people have the same view and have a different view. So it's about ultimately, I think, not just for the church but for human beings, the question is, how do we get along with people we don't get along with?
Well and, said. It's about humans.
The fullness of humanity is found in the answer to that question.
Yeah. Look, I just want to bring up the subject here of our Prime Minister at the moment, Mr. Scott Morrison. You know, he's advocating for religious freedoms. We talk about gay conversion therapy, whispers in schools. Can you tell me, as a clergyman, why does religion need protection or extra protection in today's society?
Well, to be honest, I don't think it does.
Okay.
To be honest, I think, Christianity especially, and I think that's where the Prime Minister is coming from and will come from in terms of his religious freedom issue, and not that we've seen the Ruddock report yet, and that's an issue in itself. Yeah. But Christianity, and I can only speak on behalf of my own faith, but Christianity is seen at its best when it's not trying to protect itself, but when it's trying to protect the vulnerable and the marginalised and speak on behalf of the voiceless. That's for us, it shouldn't be about protecting our own freedoms, but it should be about protecting other people's freedoms.
Exactly.
And but of course, when you do that, there is a payback. There's a benefit in it because unless everybody is free, nobody is free.
No.
And so I don't think we need extra protection. I think we do have some. We have some exemptions under the Anti-Discrimination Act, and sometimes that makes a little bit of sense, and that's okay. But to actually enshrine some of these things in a deeper way in legislation, I believe, could actually, at the end of the day, be a very negative thing.
Definitely, because it's going to be at the expense of, at the moment, from our point of view, it will be at the expense of our community.
Well, I think what we will probably see, it'll be enshrining homophobia in legislation, and that is a bad thing.
Look, Father Rod Brower, I just wanted to say thank you from myself, and I do know from many other people, the marriage equality survey was very hard for a lot of people, especially myself. And I'm going to say that we opened up Facebook. There were times that my partner actually made me go off it. But to see those signs coming from your church, to know that you know, it wasn't everyone out there bashing us because at the time we were getting hammered. I just want to say thank you very much. You actually emotionally and as well as spiritually for those who wanted to, you were a very good support, and thank you for all the work you do.
We thought that was so important to keep sending that positive message to the LGBT community, especially during that difficult debate around the postal survey, to, as you say, to open up your social media and see a "We love you" sign.
Yeah.
It's so important for our mental health and our sense of well-being.
Well, I just want to again mention that you've got your book there, Outspoken, The Life and Work of the Man Behind the Signs. So it's available now for everyone to go and get a look. And what prompted you to write it?
Well, I guess the idea that, you know, and this is part autobiography, part social commentary, but when we reflect on our own personal story, and we actually encourage other people to reflect on their own story as well, and look at the dynamics within our, not only our personal story, but in our community story and our nation story, of the dance between order and justice. And when we have order, without justice, we have tyranny.
Yes.
And we catch glimpses of this in our nation at the moment. So the book is really about encouraging people to reflect on their own story, where order and justice hopefully dance together in a beautiful dance, and to try and live out in a community and in a nation that same dynamic.
Father Bauer, you've been accused by some believers as a traitor to their idea of Christian values. Given that you're advocating for human rights, does that make them the hypocrites, and are Christian values up for interpretation?
Well, I think if you follow the founder of the firm who was executed for standing up for the poor and the voiceless and the marginalised, for giving people bread, then if we claim to follow Jesus, then that's what we have to be doing. That's a bit of a non-negotiable, and part of that dynamic is always about human rights and social justice, and that's for everybody, whether you're gay or straight or black or white or male or female. It shouldn't matter. Human rights and social justice is for every sentient being, not just even human beings. And I don't believe you can claim to be a disciple of Jesus Christ unless you are passionately engaged in the good of the other.
And lastly, Father Bauer, you've got tens of thousands of followers on social media. You've also received several death threats. Do you ever feel like giving up?
Yes, some days, I'd have to say. You can feel a little bit traumatised. I guess you guys would understand that every bit as much as I do. And there are some days when you think, oh, can I keep doing this? But then it's like the threat I got at the Mardi Gras. And my wife and I talked about this and said, look, you know, is this worth risking your life to be part of this? And we both came to the understanding that it wasn't just my life was in danger. There was a whole heap of especially young LGBT people out there whose lives are in danger.
Correct.
That they're in danger of taking their own lives because of their marginalisation and the way that they are being treated by the community. And so when you look at it like that, it's not just my life. There's a lot of other people's lives at risk here, not only in the LGBT community, but in the asylum seeker community. Mm. And ultimately, from a climate perspective, in the human community. Yeah. And so, what's my life in the midst of all that? And if I can do just one tiny little bit of good, then I think that's what's really important.
Father Rod Bauer, thank you so much for chatting with us this morning, and keep
you
up
all
those
signs. You'll get a standing ovation from all us here in the studio. Thank you so much for your
pleasure. Thank you for talking to me.
No worries. Thank you.
Wake up with Tom and Warren, Thursdays for breakfast on Joy. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne. Stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Available via podcast at joy.org.au, on iTunes, or your favourite podcasting platform. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.